world
people. World people.
This was meant to be a cross promotion between the Dragon Wolf podcast and moviespoilers.com. And yet, Movie Spoilers P1 himself is too busy parasailing around fucking Hawaii with chicks and speedboats and alcohol and having fun. So he won't be here, sadly. However, I am joined with, well, I am Wayne the Wolf, and I am joined with Sammy the Stormbird.
Hello.
And, of course, Chicago John the Bear.
Hello, everyone.
Now, CJ, have you even seen the latest? Because me and Sammy are fans of The Walking Dead. As for you, you have weird taste in things. So I have no idea if you've even seen any of The Walking Dead, let alone the last episode.
I'm caught up, you know, and as far as the new episode that you guys are going to talk about today, I'm currently watching that right now. I mean, I actually saw the first 15 minutes and in the last 15 minutes. I was distracted in the middle, but I had to go do something. You know, I had to rescue a cat. So.
What? Okay, well, there you hear it first. He has seen the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes, but okay. I guess, well, that's what we're here to talk about. People, Walking Dead, Season 4, Episode 1. Let's just
it's called 30 Days Without an Accident, so that's the title of the episode.
Without an accident? What? I was gonna say,
yeah, 30 Days Without an Accident.
I'm glad someone knew the title, because I actually did not look up the title of the episode. That's just Episode 1. That's pretty much what I called it.
Oh, I love this show. I'm all over it.
I was gonna say, a lot of people have said this episode was particularly slow for a season starter, and I'm like, how the fuck was this slow for a season starter?
Yeah. Have you seen season two?
Hey, I like season two. I had no problem.
Season two was great.
Season two was a good character development season. They all bitched about, oh, it was too slow. It was on a farm. It's like, well, what do you want them to fucking do? Just go around and hunt zombies every single second? That can't happen. You need to develop characters.
The problem is people look at The Walking Dead and they're just like, oh, it's a zombie apocalypse show. No, it's not. It's about people surviving the zombie apocalypse. Zombies are literally props.
That's what I've described to my mom when she's like, oh, well, I enjoy this show. It's got a lot of zombies. I'm like, well, it's not really about the zombies. It's about the people. It's about the characters. And that's what makes the show great. I mean, it's no Breaking Bad as in character development kind of thing, but
no.
It's just, I mean, hey, Daryl, I mean, come on, Daryl Dixon. Who does not love Daryl Dixon? Go on, CJ, say you don't, yeah. you were gonna. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The man don't even wash his hands. He, like, lick on his fingers and stuff, and, but, you know.
The way they introduced him in this season was great already. Great already. He's got all the people from Woodbury who are now pretty much living in the prison, you know, brought in by Rick and his group, and he's like, oh, I just want to shake your hand, you know. He doesn't even call him Daryl, as Mr. Dixon, you know.
Right.
He's like,
you mean a hipster Harry Potter, right?
Hey, no one bitches about Daryl Dixon, all right? Sammy, I guarantee you love Daryl.
Of course I love Daryl. Daryl's amazing.
Exactly. Women love Daryl. Men want to be Daryl, because he's just the most badass. Instead of a normal handshake, just licks his hands clean and just high fives. And think what Daryl is, like, the coolest motherfucker in this show, man. How can you not like Daryl?
I think he did it more to unnerve people, because that's what he does. He needs to keep up his badass persona to the people of Woodbury, because everybody in, like, the original group kind of knows Daryl's a softy at heart. Like, Carol made the joke about, like, I liked you first.
Yeah.
Right? And then he
joke about the women already trying to hit him up and chat him up already in the show. The moment he appears.
The crazy one. The crazy little blonde Herschel girl. What is her name? What's her name?
Oh, you mean Herschel's daughter?
Oh, Beth,
yeah, it's the one. I was gonna forget that.
Beth, they have a moment.
When did she become a little slut?
Whenever she had emotions, Wayne, that's what they do.
I think CJ is right about the whole no love thing, because in this, she has a boyfriend, and, well, he didn't last too long, and she didn't really give a shit at all. She's like, oh, well. Yeah.
At least I still have you, Daryl. I still love you.
Hey, man.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly the impression I got. Like, she's like, are you okay? And you're just like, I'm just tired of losing people. And instead of having the appropriate reaction that, you know, should be expected in dealing with Daryl. Like, Carol's the only one I can see being able to hug him.
Yeah, because he's like Daryl from the start, and he's always kind of been like her guardian, protector kind of thing.
You know what? You're living in this world, and it's survival of the fittest, all right? So she can't care about weak guys that don't come back. You need to care about the strong.
Exactly.
She said she's like, I don't cry no more, and she just had that thing. She had that stupid sign, which, you know, hit everybody over the head with it. Like, it was like one of those workplace signs, is like, this many days without an accident, and she had 30 days without an accident on there. And she took the 3 off, and then she hugged Daryl and had that little touchy moment.
I mean, she's still a girl. No, she's still a young lady.
She's a young girl on the show. In real life, she's not.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be a teenager in the show, so it kind of was like, girl, he's too old for you. I get it. Like, I get it.
how old is Daryl meant to be in the show? Because in real life, he's in his 40s, and a lot of people didn't know that.
I don't know how old he's supposed to be. Yeah, he's not supposed to be young, but he's supposed to be fairly old.
Right? I mean, it's older. No, but I would say he's in his 30s by the show. Mid
his
30s? But, I mean, yeah, he's... Is it? This has become the Daryl Dixon fucking hour.
Well, we all love Daryl. Daryl's amazing.
Well, what about Rick? What about Rick and little Carl? God, isn't Carl growing up?
My God. Did you hear his voice crack? Yeah, it was amazing.
He walks in, he's like, hey, Dad, what's going on? Fucking hell, what's up with this kid?
Okay, like, I'm already 20 minutes into the show, and when I see Carl without the hat, I think it's like Breaking Bad, where when he puts on the hat, he becomes Heisen Carl, where he's all badass. Heisen
Carl, zombie hunter.
But when he... And then he takes off the hat, and he's like, oh, Dad, I want to play with the piggies. Let me play with the piggies, Papa.
And when did this show start to become a fucking farming show? Which I had no problem with it, but it's like all of a sudden, like, Rick's the only one doing these vegetables and gardening. He's like, where are the motherfuckers helping him?
Yeah, I love that, but I think that was supposed to come off across as Rick likes his alone time because, you know, yes. He went all fucking loony after seeing Lori.
Which I'm glad they brought that up again about the whole fact when he meets up with this really insane fucking skinny anorexic lunatic woman in the middle of the bloody jungle.
I love that.
And he's like, even refers to Herschel, he's saying, but, you know, he understands because he was there and he was close to becoming that.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, because the commercial just ended, and now I see him, you know, hooking up with this dirty chick, and then he had that look like, hey, you know, I know where you've been.
You know, dirty clean up chicks, aren't you?
Yeah, God. Who knows how much dirtiness that is.
Hey, look, Rick's,
I looked up how old Daryl's supposed to be, roughly. It's late 30s to early 40s.
Oh, there you go.
He's looking pretty good for that age.
Stop looking up Daryl, right?
But he's so pretty.
He even had the best scene in the whole episode with they do their run. Like, they obviously, the group always does
with
their
the
run.
Window?
And yeah, the window, and he's got that, well, best boyfriend, we would call him, every single day or something, has one chance
Which
to
one?
Ask him what he's...
Zach?
Yeah, best, well, so-called boyfriend or whatever it was.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we are here.
Is Sammy still there?
Okay, we lost this up.
We lost Sam.
Let's start from the, I guess we already kind of started from the beginning. Like right now, Matt, you know, you got, Rick meeting up with this, dirty crazy lady that he's trying
to
hit on.
That wasn't at the beginning. That was like a halfway point.
No, what are you talking about, man? I'm looking at the time right now and it's like 21 minutes in.
Exactly halfway.
Not halfway.
Goes 45 minutes.
Cool beans.
I know these things.
All right. Oh, well, look, I got commercials. I have to sit through commercials.
So did I actually. I skipped that shit.
So right now he's, you know, consulting her. And I guess earlier, the scene before that, you actually see Michonne actually came back.
Oh, Michonne. What about Michonne? Who's still on the hunt I'm assuming she's hunting down the governor still. So she's going like from little town to little town on fucking horseback. trying to get all of this damn bloody thing. Because,
yeah.
I mean, he's out there somewhere.
So, yes, like you said, in the beginning, you know, now you got everybody from, county, Crazy County, living there.
Crazy County, Woodbury.
Woodbury, living in the prison.
Woodbury was ran by the governor. And not Governor Schwarzenegger, no. Just the governor.
Just as bad.
Governor Phillips.
It's just that it's, you have one governor that will get you in a debt and you got another governor that will kill all your, all the guys. So.
Well, you know, everyone knows the governor's coming back. Everyone knows that shit.
Cause that motherfucker. Bro, wait.
Sorry, what did you say? Who?
I was just saying, whoa, Rick, I'm watching him pat down this half looking zombie.
Oh, he's got to touch her up and feel she's got, he had to make sure she had no weapons on her.
Hey, you gotta take my bread, okay?
Now I'm gonna what the hell did he hand her anyway? It was like, why was he carrying around just a bit of meat or food or whatever the fuck he was carrying around with him? Hey, what was he carrying with him?
Was he trying to exchange sex or something like that?
And Sammy's back.
Jesus. Skype screwing up? Just when I start fucking doing something, Skype always just screws up.
Yep. That's the zombie apocalypse happening, you know that.
That's exactly it. So what are we talking about now?
I was just talking about, why was Rick carrying around food with him to give to that strange woman?
Okay, he wasn't carrying around food for the strange woman. He was carrying around food
But he still had food on him. It was like, who's gonna get that hungry while walking around?
I don't know. That's beside the point. That was just like some little nitpick thing. What got me is Rick doesn't carry his gun anymore.
Yes. I don't know. What was the explanation behind that? Where they said, Herschel said, if you go out, make sure you carry your gun.
I don't get that. I don't know why he wouldn't carry a gun.
Maybe he's just so sick of killing. He's just over the point of it.
That gun is only for him to kill little girls or women, so he doesn't want to kill any more women with that gun.
Well, the last person to get killed with it was Andrea. She used it to kill herself, so maybe
exactly.
That, I don't know.
That gun killed, like, even the first episode of Walking Dead, he killed a little girl.
First person ever get killed in the show, little girl. Great way to start a series.
Yeah.
But as we talked about before you got cut off with the whole Daryl with the window, he's tapping on the window with a zombie, and he has best boyfriend apparently asks him every day what he did as a job before Zach. The zombie apocalypse, and he's like,
his name was Zach.
Yeah, what was his name? Who? Zach.
His name was Zach.
How do you remember that?
I remember everything about the show.
Zach's a dumb little shit. He thought he was a fucking undercover cop or some shit. He's like, yep. That's what
homicide detective.
Yeah. Like, that's true. That's what Daryl would have done. But that whole scene with the whole roof collapsing on top of them with the fucking helicopter, that is one badass scene. That's one of the most insane scenes I've seen so far in the whole Walking Dead series.
Am I the only one who, like, did any of you play The Walking Dead, the Telltale games?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Did you not hear it screaming reference at you the entire time? Michonne's quick reference to Macon. I understand Macon is a big thing in the comics as well, but that reference to it also referenced both. She referenced both of them. What else? The fact that there was a crashed plane, a crashed helicopter.
I think it was a crashed plane.
Yeah. In the Telltale games. I might be reaching a little bit with that, but...
No, you really raise a good point, to be honest. I never made that connection. No, you're right. I didn't even think about that. See, CJ wouldn't know because he didn't play those games either.
Hey, I played the Telltale game. I thought that game was wonderful.
Did you watch them or play them?
I played the first two and watched the last three, so it counts. Yeah. It still counts.
So you don't know anything about the 400 days or anything like that?
I played that one too, or watched that one too.
played or watched it, same thing.
It's the same thing. It's only point and click, Wayne. How much more interaction do I need to do?
Unlike the Walking Dead show, you don't get to pick your adventure kind of thing. In those games, your actions change the way the game plays.
Hey, look, the guy that I watch, he picked everything that I would have picked, so this is close enough for me.
It's a quick, you gotta think on your feet, very quick reaction, so it changes.
Yeah. Don't you try to do this with me, alright, Wayne? I understand the game, Wayne, and I played the game, and I haven't seen all the different, so we're good.
All the different, but that's cheating, there's only one ending.
All right. Anyway, let's bring it back. So right now I'm already 20 something minutes into it. And now they are storming a Big Lots or a Walmart or whatever. Yes, a grocery
store. My favorite scene.
Yes, it's a Big Lots. Another reference to the Telltale game.
Now the funny thing is it looked like, Michonne and look, you know, her and that, young black girl was like, I'm going to be the best looking black girl today.
I was going to say, it's a battle of who's the black lead character in this film, of the show.
Yeah. This episode was saying who was the best black character.
Well, guys, Tyrese is going to die.
Yeah.
Tyrese is going to die.
I don't know if Tyrese is going to, he seems to be too caring in this world.
Yeah.
Like when he doesn't want to kill zombies on the fence because he's obviously uncomfortable with that. Because apparently these zombies are getting attracted to that fucking fence because there is a horde of them just lining up and they have to kill them daily or some shit just to get rid of them off the fucking fence. And then he's like, oh, I can't do that, so I want to go for a run with Daryl and the rest of the guys. He's like, I can't do that either. It's like, fucking man up for fuck's sakes, man. What are you going to do? It's a zombie world. You got to kill.
It just seems that he was kind of getting tired of doing that. You know,
he can join Rick being Farmer Joe if he wants.
Where are those bodies? You know, if they've been doing that for like weeks or months, those bodies hadn't been piling up on top of each other unless they, you know, have some downtime. They can run out, grab the bodies and burn them.
Oh, they'd have to take
That's probably what they do. Yeah. They seem to have some sort of like serious efficiency now with everybody from Woodbury being there. They even have the capabilities of having an actual shower.
Speaking of which, what do you make of that whole end section?
The end, I thought that was stunning. I was just like, so that's what happens when somebody gets bitten.
Yeah, but it's like the whole thing with that zombie where Rick sees him twice. He's got these really fucked up, freaky eyes.
And it's like, okay. I love it because the zombies are getting worse and worse because they're starting to actually decay.
Yeah, and then like he sees the pig. They've got a pig that's dying and...
Yeah, Violet.
Yeah, and Violet, you actually remember all the fucking characters. Even the pig you remember. It's just, you watch the show too much. What do you make of this? Is it like some infection it's somehow the virus has changed or what's going on? Because that fucking nerdy piece of shit at the end goes and he collapses in the showers and dies and you really don't know how or why.
Yeah. I always assumed that he got bit, but what could have happened is, maybe.
That's an Australian pig. That's where he went.
He could have been bit, or what could have happened is, you know, you actually have the virus in you at all times. When you die, you're just going to come back.
True.
That's what happens. That's the virus that they have in The Walking Dead. So what I think happened, he probably got sick, didn't realize that he was getting sick until, you know, he realizes he was dying, and then the virus started taking over, or, like you said, it's starting to mutate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's mutating, but I just get the impression it's mutating, and it's going to become something, because even when they show, you know, next week's episode and all that shit, these zombies seem like completely insane motherfuckers now. Like, the ones in previous Walking Dead are all walking slow and kind of, you know, just normal zombies. These ones seem like the whole rage fucking ones from, you know, 28 days later and all that shit, 28 weeks later. They seem insane.
I think they're becoming more ravenous because less and less things are, they can eat. Like, there's less things that they can eat now.
That's what the pig's there for.
Exactly, but, and you know that's what they do. Like, I think what, was it like the first season where we seen Rick saw Walker eating some animal carcass? The horse.
Yes, when he's on his horse, they ripped that fucking horse apart.
Yeah, so like they'll eat anything alive, any living mammal. So with that in mind, they're ravenous, and less and less. There's so many of them, so they're starting to overtake the world now. Oh, yeah. Like truly overtake it. It's like even wild animals are starting to be killed off.
Yeah, this are animals just dying now though, because you think if pigs and all animals die.
Well, animals just die anyways.
Yeah. But that pig, they pretty much just said they can't understand why it was sick, why it's dying.
Like Sam said, there are two reasons. You know, like one, you know, the only person who's close enough to be a vet is Herschel. So maybe they don't have the proper supplies to keep him. He's a vet, right?
Yeah, he's a vet.
No, he's the doctor. Right.
He's a vet, yeah. He's a veterinarian.
No, he's not a veterinarian in this one. He's a doctor in this one, isn't he?
No. He was a vet in season 2.
No, he's a veterinarian.
Let's just pretend we know the answer.
In season 2, he goes on about being a vet.
He's a veterinarian in the Telltale Games.
Yeah, because what's his name, gets shot. Carl gets shot in season 2 and he brings him over. He goes on about he's done this before but with animals, and he's like, oh, shit. And Rick's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
See, so I know these things.
Anyway. Why y'all have your nerve battle?
I knew the freaking pig's name.
That's
what?
Crazy.
Yeah, they probably don't have enough of the, you know, supplies or enough, you know, nutrients to give to the pig. So, or maybe something is infecting the water supply. Maybe they don't have proper water to give.
I think the kid that died at the end, he was having sex with the pig in secret. And he's infected the pig with whatever he was having. That's what I've come to. See, and that's why he was trying to chat up Daryl, because he was keen on Daryl too, but Daryl knows this guy's not, you know, he's probably got AIDS or some shit, and that's the whole point.
I think it was Carl. Maybe Carl was having sex with the pig, you know.
You know, how come Daryl has like the perfect hair products in that fucking world? His hair's always fucking neat and tidy and like deliberately messed up.
I don't know. Maybe he wakes up super early and does his hair with like the remaining gel in the world.
Yeah, all the runs he does is just for hair products.
That's exactly right. What it is. Arrows and hair products and leather.
He loves his fucking leather. And he's bought.
Well, I'm 35 minutes in, and I see we're back with Rick and a homeless dirty lady. And he's still trying to hit on her. You know, he's like, hey, I already gave you some food.
He's trying to help her because he's too caring, like always.
But now we're back in the...
That shit was going to go down bad.
Right. Now we're back in the, in the big lots.
The big lots. That scene is just great. The one character is starting to annoy me a bit. I don't know why. He just starting to piss me off a little is Glenn.
Glenn, really?
Yeah, he's like, worried he's bloody Maggie's pregnant and... Why would you be upset about that? I mean, look who he's banging, and he's upset. The fuck's wrong with this?
Of course you're gonna be upset. You don't want to have kids in this apocalypse and stuff. You know how crazy that it is.
Like look what happened to Lori. Like, he says that exact line in the show. Look what happened to Lori.
And you know, she just says, yeah, man, the fuck up, Glenn. You know, I want a kid. Grow the fuck. Well, she doesn't say those words, but she's pretty much hinting towards that she'd rather live, you know, live the life she wants than fucking worry for the rest of her fucking life.
Yeah.
Well, that's what fucking Lori said. She's just like,
Lori
I don't
was a dumb bitch. That was a...
I agree. Yeah. She was a fucking twat.
Lori, like, she had her moments where she was doing the right thing, but then a lot of times it was like, what the fuck are you thinking, girl?
Yeah, I know. Like, I think the only thing that made me not really like her was she was like, we need to stop robbing from the cars. Yeah. There's a graveyard. Let's respect the graveyard. I'm like...
It's
yeah,
the
you need to be quiet.
Of the fittest. That's why I miss Shane. Shane didn't fuck around.
Thank you.
He was
loved Shane.
Yeah, Shane was everyone said, oh, well, he's a bastard in this. Only towards the fact he loved Laurie, and that kind of fucked him up. Otherwise, he was like the perfect leader for that group. He didn't fuck around.
Yeah, he made the hard decisions. He did the hard things. Like, yes, I know Rick manned up and shot, Carol's kid. What's her name?
All right.
Oh, you talked about the whole barnyard thing.
Yeah, like, he manned up, and he was just like, oh, God, no one's stepping up to shoot this poor little girl in the head.
God damn it, I can't remember her name.
What's her name? Friggin' Carol's baby.
Carol.
What the hell? God, they said her name, like, whole time. During that entire season, they would say her name.
Zombie falling through the ceiling.
Yeah, I love that scene.
Sophia,
that's it. God damn it!
This is some good special effects.
The special effects in this season 2 have really amped it up. Like even the makeup and shit. When the zombies are just falling through the fucking roof and their heads are fucking falling apart. Completely.
My only gripe is kind of in the beginning when they were going and stabbing the zombies in the face. You kind of saw, you know, it was digital blood kind of flat, but if you didn't have such a big television in HD, you probably wouldn't notice it at one. So that's the only thing I would say that, you know, that kind of takes me out of it is just seeing like when they were stabbing him in the face. But other than that, it's perfect.
That's true.
I will admit the puppetry and stuff, like when the walkers are like cut in half and things like that. That kind of puppetry is amazing. They've hit it out of the park this season.
Yeah, I mean, so far that's, I mean, just by the looks of what they said with that shopping mall scene where they're just literally slicing through them and you're literally ripping their heads open with their fucking hands and shit. That is just intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn, useless. He falls over and he gets attacked and shit. He's like, what the hell are you doing, Glenn? Too busy looking at baby names and books and shit.
Well, no, it seemed like this one guy, black character, he was messing with the liquor and he fell over on him. Like, what was trapped? What had him trapped? Because he looked like he could have got
all
out of there.
All the bottles of alcohol.
Oh, he was still drinking.
Yeah, you know, you can't.
No. See, what happened was that man probably was an alcoholic before the apocalypse, but he had to stop because
he's sober.
Well, he has to be sober in that to stay alive, and then he sees the wine and he's just like,
drinking will be the downfall of anyone, see?
Yeah, don't drink, you guys.
Yeah, you drink and you kill zombies, you're a fucking idiot. Simple as that.
Daryl doesn't drink.
Exactly. Well,
Rick doesn't drink.
No, Daryl did drink.
Yeah, they'll have a few shots here and there.
Yeah, in season one, he gets completely shit-faced drunk when they're in that little laboratory.
Yeah, but so does Herschel.
Yeah. He got completely...
Herschel does it in season two.
That's true, because he was sobered. They're all fucking alcoholics. The whole show is full of them.
You would drink too in that kind of, in that world.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would be drunk all the time. I would wake up just drink. Oh fuck it, I don't care. I would just die anyways.
And what about the new people that brought into the show so far? What do you make? Who do you think is going to be the survivors and the not survivors out of this new crew?
You said
Tyrese is already fucked. Well, because he's a big black
Tyrese
man.
Is done.
He's a big black man. He's gone.
Well, Tyrese is a main character in the comics, so he may last. He may have staying power.
I think Tyrese
decided to switch it around.
Tyrese and Michonne would be the two that'll definitely.
No, Michonne's gonna live. Badass little black girl too.
I don't know.
She's gonna die.
Yeah, I reckon they'll build her up and then kill her off.
She's too hot. You know, Michonne gonna have her killed. She's like, I'm gonna be the only one.
Michonne
wanna be the Negro
corn. Tyrese's girlfriend's gonna, she's probably gonna get,
she's screwed.
She's probably gonna go before Tyrese.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Just to make Tyrese's death even worse.
Yeah, well, is it Tyrese, he'll stick around for a few more seasons.
I think, everybody gonna die. Everybody new is on here, they're gonna die, except the core six.
Yeah, but the six are getting smaller and smaller.
So, like, Rick, Daryl, Glenn, Maggie, Carl, Michonne, Carol, Herschel, and
Maggie
Beth.
May die.
Maggie? You think Maggie's gonna die?
No, Maggie can't die.
Yeah,
Maggie's not gonna die.
No, you know what? She's not gonna die. Her baby gonna die. She's probably gonna have a baby, and then the baby gonna die the way it should've died, the way Lori baby should've died. Because you can only have one baby. You can't be carrying around two babies. You can't have, walking dead babies.
You could. It'd be awesome. I want to see a baby zombie. That's what they're going to show.
Oh,
they almost showed it, didn't they? With this hobo looking lady?
No. She was referring to Eddie. Eddie is also,
remember Eddie.
His name, she said it 100 times.
100. Eddie. Yeah. You are correct. His name was Eddie.
So what Eddie was her friend and he helped her survive for so long, right?
Friend,
boyfriend, husband, I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to it.
I think Eddie was the pig.
Whoever this lady is, she still haven't eaten her Chipotle that Rick gave her about 4 hours ago because it's back going.
She was like talking to Eddie. Well, she's bringing Rick to Eddie.
So Eddie was he got turned, and what happened was she kind of put his she had his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
She had his head.
She gave him head, right?
Yeah. She cut the rest of his body off, and she's carrying around his head. Mm-hmm. And That's basically what happened.
And basically, speaking of head,
there was a zombie that just fell through the store, and the way his head hit that ground, and it pulled it off, you can see all that slime and disgust.
Yes, and his head stands up, and his head actually rips his scalp off.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful, that one zombie that first comes through, and is just hanging there by his intestines?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
But what the hell was Daryl trying to do? He's standing up on, like, all the liquor, and he's looking up. He's like,
if you've ever been in a battle, you get to high ground because you get the upper hand with high ground.
He sees his helicopter or whatever is slowly falling through. He's like, this is probably not the safest place to be at this moment.
He looks down, he looks up, and then the camera looks down at all of them and Daryl, and he sees he's surrounded.
So I don't know, Samantha.
You're a path for himself.
I'm looking at it right now, and like, he's not even that high up. He got like standing on one or two boxes. So.
Still high ground. It's higher ground, and he has better access to the killing, the headshot, the kill.
Yeah, sure thing, Sam. Yes, one box up. There you go. Okay, one.
It's just Daryl.
Take that back, Master.
So you can and have that light come down on him. He looks like Jesus.
He didn't want to make him look badass, that's all. it's okay, Sam. I give it to him.
No, it's not. Honestly, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm going to go with CJ on this. I just want him to look like a badass. Like that light of beam coming through.
He's just hanging up there, just like, ah. Like, all you need to give him is a pirate sword and let him just, you know, start fending off the zombies. Like, ah, get away from me, mighty.
But they always tell you get to high ground when you're in a fight. You get to higher ground because you get the upper hand. So Daryl survived on that kind of instinct, that kind of fighting knowledge.
Oh, cool.
There you go. So he's going to climb up 3-4 stacks of beer by product fucking placement with that beer and a half. Thank you.
Do you know how hard it is to stand up on 3 or 4 boxes of beer? It's very hard.
You're
okay?
Not Daryl. Daryl can do anything. Daryl can ride his motorbike, start standing on it, and do backflips.
Now we just lost the victim. We have a victim. He got bit, saving that drunk black guy.
Saving the drunk black guy. Yeah. That was Beth's little love man, who she didn't really give a shit about.
You know what? Beth is okay because she got Daryl, then she got Carl, so she got a lot of booty to pick from.
No one's getting Daryl. Everyone knows it. Daryl's gay. Okay, he's going to come out of the closet soon.
That would be awesome.
If
Daryl is
going to sleep with somebody, it's going to be Carol, and you all know it.
Yeah, you're kind of waiting for that. It's been too long. It's like, come on, just hurry up and give her what she wants, man.
They're going to kiss at the very friggin' least.
One day being stranded somewhere, like out in the middle of nowhere, and he's taken care of, and then just something will happen then.
Just having a moment with each other?
Yeah. But they'll have to be alone. It'll be like, they'll be, you know, isolated or some shit, and like, something will happen then.
I can see Daryl being gay, you know. Listen, his brother was like a crazed racist, so, you know, he wouldn't be able to come out to his brother. What? Don't tell me one of those fucking fags. You know?
I miss Merle. Merle was good.
You would miss that.
How Merle went out was awesome, though.
Oh, that was still one of the saddest moments. Daryl having to kill his own brother. He was a good bastard.
That was horrible. And the fact that Michonne's still hunting for...
Yes, we're talking about the one you went off the air for a little bit. Yeah, the fact that she's after that fucking governor. She wants that revenge.
All right. Ooh, well,
wouldn't you?
Of course I would. I want to take his liable.
You guys mentioned earlier that what's in there? Rick didn't carry his gun, but he has a gun now against the homeless
because
lady.
Herschel told him he promised to take his gun with him.
All right, and now she's about to do Sudoku on herself. what's that Japanese ritual where you stab yourself in the belly?
It's a samurai thing.
Yeah, it's called Have a Lucky Day.
Now look at Rick. She did the bitch didn't eat the Chipotle I gave her.
Yeah, we can take it now.
You know what he did? He waited for her to die, and Rick had great questions. He's just like, I have 3 questions for you, and I loved those questions. They were great questions.
What
do you remember them?
What is your name? What is your quest?
No, you know what it is.
What is your favorite color?
No. What is your favorite color? Who is the best one in the Beatles?
3 questions you should have asked. No, it was how many zombies, how many walkers have you killed?
Yep.
How many humans have you killed?
Yep.
And I can't, that was just why, wasn't
why?
It?
Why?
Yeah. Do you like me?
Do you like the Chipotle?
Yes or no?
Would you sleep with this man, Daryl Dixon, or me? because you've got to have a twin. Right now, only one of us will be the man of the group.
Oh God, that's terrible. Why are you giving me that choice? Because, you know, Daryl is just a permanent badass. Yeah, but
do you kind of see a romance breeding between Michonne and Rick? That a little moment when she came back.
I think it's like serious respect. Yeah. I think they're connecting on just pain.
Yeah, true.
Like they both had such severe pain. You know how Rick and Herschel have that connection because their wives are dead. And they have their children walked over, right?
Crazy.
They went because of it. So, like, they have that connection. And then him and Michonne, they've both lost a whole lot. Everyone's and they have lost. Such mutual respect for each other. Like, you're going to do what it takes to get things done and to keep people alive. You're going to do what it takes to do that as well. All right, we have the same – we're on the same page here. We're
you
fine.
Are a crazy dick, and you are a crazy bitch. Let's get together. Make crazy love.
And there was that time where she made that run with Carl, and she went above and beyond just to help Carl
out.
Yeah,
because she wants to get Rick pants. We all know that. She wants to be the new mum. The new mummy.
She had to earn. She had to earn that respect and trust because at first Rick didn't fucking trust her.
How the fuck did she get that photo in the first place? I just rewatched that whole season.
Goddamn show.
She walks in and walks out with a photo. I think she's a ghost.
It's Michonne. She ran around with two fucking walkers on the leash for God knows how long.
And who were they? Because she kept saying she knew them and they were something to do with her past and shit, but they never really went into more detail about that.
I honestly am not too sure.
Because they never really told you. Because I rewatched the whole season. They don't explain it. They just mention there were two people. She said they deserved to have died even before the apocalypse, and that's really it. So. I want to find out. I'm sure in the comic they went into more detail about it.
Oh, God, yeah. But see, the problem is about the comic is I'm not very far into it. I really need to get back into it so I can catch up.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to talk about it. So obviously she's.
But that's her problem. Talking about
that's
it.
That's her problem. Exactly. But she, you know, she talked about it with a little bit with Andrea before. Right?
Yeah. At this point, a little bit.
I mean, I think the only thing we really know is that she used to be a lawyer or something like that.
Was she a lawyer? What?
That's what I read, remember reading, or have somebody told me that she was a lawyer.
I guess she's online now with us. Finally, after we sailboat cruising around the world.
Hey, man, I'm on vacation, all right? Shit.
This is your vacation. This is walking.
You're never on vacation. Your work is never done, sir.
Ain't that a bitch or whatever. Yeah, that's what everybody keeps telling me or whatever. I'm like, God damn, man. You motherfuckers told me a different time.
I didn't tell you shit. I told you, Will. You're walking dead. I mean, this is survival of the fittest, all right?
Survival of the fittest, my ass, whatever. Yeah, survival. And luckily, I had a speedboat. I was like, I can make it back. Watch this. I said, watch this, people. Watch this. They was like, you're going too fast. I was like, watch it.
You would have pushed everyone off the fucking boat to get back quicker when you were like, I need to lose some weight. You fucking just push
I was like,
off the
yeah. I started looking at people. I was just like, you know what, goddammit? What would Daryl do? So it's time to kick some of you bastards off here or whatever.
If we lived in that jail, we'd be fucked because we would just betray every single fucking person that was there.
Really?
That's funny because I was going to say, who do you think would get raped first, Wayne or Sammy?
Wayne.
They rape each other.
I'd be like, hey, CJ, which one you think that is the easiest to get to?
Depends who are you going off, this is the question.
If anything, Sammy will probably be like the Rick of the group, so she'll be wandering off, looking all crazy anyway.
Having hallucinations about things, yeah. That'll be me. You don't want none of that crazy.
CJ, who would you, you'd end up being like T-Dog, you'd be like the protector.
Don't you dare!
He's gonna be the other dude, the one that's got that nice little Hispanic chick with him right now.
Yeah, you are Tyrese. You're
Tyrese,
like, caring one. Yeah, if a zombie kicked you in the shin, you wouldn't do anything about it.
He doesn't want to hurt anybody. I was like, wow, that's CJ right there.
It is CJ.
Oh, who would I be?
Oh, you'd be, jeez, you go, who?
I'd be Merle.
You'd be Merle.
I'd be the lovable racist.
Yeah.
I guess we might as well get your opinion on this show because we've pretty much given all our talk about it. So what did you think, Mr. P1? And thank you for joining us too, by the way.
Well, I don't know. I like little things they add in here. Nothing too big of a show or everything, but I've been hearing like it's gonna start off like this, then work its way up, getting worse and worse, and I kinda saw that in this first episode, but I enjoyed it.
Is it, what did you make of like the whole, I mean, the ending part with the kid collapsing and...
Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, she knows everyone's fucking name! The show's been on one show! She knows the
pig's name! That was Patrick, yeah, who doesn't know their name?
I call him Hip.
Tell me you know the name of the pig too, please.
Oh, oh, fucking, I forgot. Don't
Rick, the real pig, yeah.
God damn, I don't remember. Alright, I don't remember the pig's name. Sammy's got that.
Name Violet.
I was thinking of Charlotte too. I was like, it had something with a T at the end of it. I'm glad you didn't say Charlotte.
Same. All pigs sound the same.
Yeah.
I like how they took the aspect kind of the World War Z zombies of like, the zombies in World War Z doesn't attack other sick people or whatever. Well, with this one, they kind of did the opposite with like, you're pretty much already living with the virus inside of you. So like, even the simplest sickness now, it seems like it'll just transform you into the zombies now or whatever. And like the whole bloodshot eye thing they kept doing or whatever in the show.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, so, can you imagine that, dude? Like, you just sleeping, you think everybody's in here all normal and shit, and then all of a sudden some dude, some fucking nerdy ass kids on top of you eating the fuck out of you. That's the worst way to go out.
Well, so it will multiply any illness you have.
Kid, so, untrusted.
I like how, that little girl was talking to Carl, though. She was like, well, people kill people and we still consider them people. She should have threw her hand in his face and been like, face palm, bitch.
Yeah, but Carl would kill you because he's a fucked up. And we're talking about, hasn't he fucking grown up? He just walked out with his balls the size of fucking bloody, basketballs, and his voice has gone all deep and shit.
Yeah, you heard his voice crack? That was so funny.
He's like, hey, what's up?
So you guys are pretty much done with this show then, huh?
Oh, we've talked about the whole we've got to get your opinion on this shit, because we've spoken in detail about pretty much every single aspect.
Oh, what do you want to ask?
You might have got something that we've missed, so.
Oh.
Any questions?
Questions? Well, we've got a question about Breaking Bad, which is kind of weird.
I got some questions.
Jesus Christ.
You had questions?
Yeah, I got questions because I made like a little post and shit like that or whatever, so.
Ah, very good.
I got a couple of questions. I even put some pollings up, whatever, and shit like that. I got like...
You're professional. So what did you...
Oh, hell yeah. I even put a fun one up, whatever. It's like, what do you think Rick should have done with Clara? So my first response was, shot her in the head. Number two was walk away. Bring her to the prison and then let her zombie husband eat her. And you'll see, we got five votes that say shot her in the head, zero for walk away, two bring her to the prison, and three let her zombie husband eat her.
let Rick eat the pussy.
She should have had, could have had fun with it and then shot her.
Who the fuck are these people that said bring her to the prison? I don't
know. Yeah, what the fuck?
I think people almost might be fucking with me sometimes.
Do you see how freaky she look? Like, don't bring her to the prison.
You know what? At first I felt a little sorry for her, but I noticed that she didn't eat that whatever the Rick gave her right away. I was like, if she was so hungry, she would have devoured that thing right
exactly.
Now. I feel a little weird or whatever. And then like the later her conversation started going on, I was just like, she's like, we've all done things that we regret. And she gave Rick this look like, haven't you? I was like, oh my God, that chick.
If she was, I thought the zombie.
I thought the zombies could talk now. I was just like, oh my God, have they evolved that much?
When I first saw her, I was like, she's like a humanized zombie or some shit.
She's a hybrid. Like Mac 2.0.
If she would have just ate that Chipotle like Rick gave her, and she wouldn't have been talking. She would have just, oh God damn, I need more of this. Dead husband.
This is a great quesarito, nom nom nom.
I still don't get what he was carrying around with him in his pocket. Or his little satchel thing.
Now that just got
man purse.
He just carries around food with him just wherever he goes.
That just got creepy because, Rick's trying to be the father now. He ain't trying to be so much leader of this group or do anything or whatever. To the point he doesn't even take his gun out, and then to run into this strange looking zombie type chick or whatever, and then she tries to take you out and then she kills herself in front of you. That's some creepy shit right there.
It doesn't even shoot her in the head afterwards. Like, that is not Rick.
I would have personally shot her in the head, but
like, nope.
And then I would have walked over to that zombie bag and shot that in the head. You both can be together now.
Why waste bullets when you can just use your feet?
That is true. Yeah. You can use your knife too, whatever. Knife,
anything.
Lee could crush a friggin' that little zombie kid in the friggin' attic with his boot, why can't Rick crush her?
I know you guys probably talked about this, but the one nigga that fucked up the alcohol in here, I would have shot his black ass right away. I'd have been like, that motherfucker. You black ass Negro. Now you know why we don't have black people on the show. I was like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
No, he just wanted a drink. There's nothing wrong with that.
The racist comment is going to be like, damn it, that's why you don't let black people live? Because they just knock over the liquor, cause this apocalypse to come down.
It's not the point that he caused the apocalypse to come. It's the point that he broke all the liquor. All the liquor is gone now. But I looked at that store and was like, damn, they could live in this store forever.
Yeah, you got TVs and nothing, not that there'd be anything on, but still.
You can make it on TV. Make your own TV show, whatever. I got some questions on here if you guys jumped into questions or whatever. Got a Mac 2.0, the blue hybrid. Speaking of hybrids, he said, well, I think I have a feeling that new character, Bob Stokey, which is that black dude's name, might die this season, considering eventually somebody black is going to die. Remember T-Dog? LOL. And this fucker had to drop the wine after he put it back. He either should have took it or left it alone. Thank you, Mac 2.0, speaking like a true black man. Also, the weirdest thing that happened was even in the show. It was the Assassin's Creed Black Flag trailer TV spot where Drake started from the bottom playing in the background.
That was amazing.
That was weird. I don't know. I remember I was typing something and I looked up and was like, what is this? Assassin's Creed? What the fuck?
You guys got that. We got all Batman Origins trailer that was mixed in with Walking Dead. Constantly. It was like, what the fuck is Batman fighting zombies? It's like, oh, hang on. This is like a cross-promotion shit.
They showed Dead Rising for ours. Dead Rising and Assassin's Creed, whatever. But I agree with him. Bob Stokey will be dead. As a matter of fact, at the end of the episode, I thought he was going to turn.
No. It's going to be Tyrese.
Tyrese is too nice to kill off yet.
Nah. Tyrese is going to die. He's going to die like a bitch, dude.
His woman will die first, and then he'll get angry. Yep.
I believe that. I think his woman will die first, and that'll probably push him to something.
Oh, come on, hipster Harry Potter. Why do you look like you're going to throw up in the bucket? Go over to the side. That's everybody water.
To let you know, people, he's actually watching it as we go. CJ's actually just seeing the very end now when, that nerdy Harry Potter decides to just get sick and die in the middle of the show.
Well, that's the thing, too. I want to know more about how this virus is spread now too, because he did like kind of cough over that water and shit, and plus he wasted that shower water. So I was like, I wonder if that's contaminated now.
Yeah.
Or like if they eat that pig that died, like will something happen to them anywhere? I mean, because they already got it inside of them, really. Because if you die, you become one. So I mean,
it won't matter. It's not going to matter because Patrick is in the tombs. He's in the prison and he's infected now. He's a zombie. He's a walker. So he's going to come in, he's going to bite somebody from Woodbury and it's just going to spread.
Exactly. That's why you got
to They're going to have to evacuate.
Get rid of him.
Well, yeah, that still didn't answer my question. My question was, I'm curious how this airborne shit works now. What I'm saying, like,
well, you can see the actual virus has mutated. It is definitely changing.
Yeah, I wonder how it changes already inside of a living human being too, whatever, because, they already have it inside of them, because obviously when they die, they become one of us, so how does the mutation evolve in a human as well, or whatever, when they're alive?
Gawain had a theory earlier in the show. He said that maybe, like, whatever sickness you get, like, even if you get gonorrhea, it just get mutated to, like, super gonorrhea that kills you. So whatever sickness you get.
I didn't say gonorrhea, no.
That sounds badass. I kind of like this.
If you get any STDs, you're fucked. Yeah. Oh, dick falls off.
That Asian dude need to watch out. Glenn need to watch out then.
Yeah. What's Glenn pussying about? He gets to sleep with Maggie and he's worried that she might get pregnant. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I'll be worried too.
I'd be worried about too. That's the only hot piece of ass walking around right now.
Don't worry. Beth will come of age soon. She'll be right.
Should be up at 8 soon. Yeah, Beth is a cold-hearted bitch, though.
I love that. It's great. When did she become such a slut?
I can see Wayne now. He's like, hey, well, I'm about to go on a run. She'd be like, whatever, Wayne. He'd be like, I like that so much. Oh, my God. That bitch just turns me on whenever she tells me to fuck off. Got another question here.
Yes.
All right. My man Steve here, he says, which one of the original characters from previous season do you guys think will die this season?
Tyrese.
You're talking about the original season, like the very beginning, because not many.
The very first season or last season?
So he says original character, so I'm assuming that he's talking about from first season then.
That bald lady.
Rick, Daryl, Glenn, Maggie, and all of them, right?
Carol, Maggie, Lynn, all of them, whatever.
Yeah.
None from season three.
From season one, you have Daryl, you have Glenn, you have, Carol, Rick, and Carl. That's pretty much it.
One. Yeah, from season one, it's Rick, Daryl, Glenn, Carl.
Daryl is fine, because if they kill Daryl, all the women are just going to turn off, all right? They're not watching that shit.
Daryl's going to make it to the end. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Daryl is going to be a supermodel still in the fucking apocalypse, all right? He'll be modeling around with these fucking crossbow.
But I tell you what, I bet that'd be the highest rated show if Daryl did die.
Absolutely.
If Daryl died or whatever, that'd be the highest rated show
I wouldn't be surprised Carol dies off, but
it looks like they're on that way.
After they get together and Daryl loses shit.
From the trailers, it looked like Carol is going to be the one that goes.
Which wouldn't surprise me, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think you said, CJ, Maggie might go? Or Herschel, something like that.
Yeah.
No, Herschel's going to stay. And if we're talking about, like, original cast, honestly, probably Glenn.
Yes, kill Glenn.
Probably Glenn.
I don't think Glenn or Maggie's going to go, to be honest. I think they like that young relationship couple that they have, because this is the only one that's working in the show or whatever. It kind of feels human, if anything. You know, more
until
like
Beth sleeps with Rick. I'm Rick with, what's his name? Daryl.
And it does, after the show ended, it did look like, because they showed like preview of what's happening on The Walking Dead season, where it did look like someone was either Herschel or Carol.
I think Glenn and Maggie are going to be okay, because they got to, you know, she may get pregnant, and then they're going to kill that baby. So then,
I actually like how Carol's character has evolved every season.
Yes.
She started out as that bitch that was just getting beat by her husband now.
It's hilarious.
Second season, she didn't know what she wanted to do. Third season, she started picking up a gun. She almost damn near was cutting people up and shit. Now fourth season, she's kind of like, you know, pretty much the mother of this prison and shit. So I mean, I don't know, kind of like how she evolved from this bitch to a... almost a good character now.
Almost a good character. Yeah, she's almost there. Character.
It's only been one episode of the season, so I can't speak for her right now. So, but I like how it's evolving for her so far.
Well, she has great banter. She's more of a person. She's more human now, and the banter with Daryl, and also teaching the children how to use knives and handle them.
Great mother material.
I got another question for you guys then. Says, Andrew, he says, what do you guys think of Rick being more of a father than being the leader of the prison? Do you think he will need to step back in leading the group, or do you think he's trying to avoid all of that because of Judith and Carl?
Yeah, I don't think he wants responsibilities, because he's made some stupid mistakes in the past that have cost people lives, but he's going to have to step up again. We all know that.
Do you think those were stupid decisions, though?
No, but I mean, some of the, not stupid decisions, but some of the decisions he had to make, hard decisions. Like what Shane said to him, you can never make the hard decisions. This is why.
And what happened after he said that to him? He shot that little girl. Well, nobody else could. So,
but like, he was right. But Shane, when he said, you know, you will not be able to keep Laurie alive in this world, and Carl. And he was right about Laurie.
Oh, no, Laurie, that doesn't count, because Shane was the one that got her pregnant. So, that doesn't count.
You know that. We know
could
that.
Still be Rick's baby. You never know.
No, it's not.
You never know.
Nah.
You could never know, but that whole thing with Lori, that doesn't count, whatever, keeping her alive. You can't survive a pregnancy like that then.
Depends who got her up the duff then. It could have been Rick, it could have been him. Who knows?
Damn sure couldn't keep Shane's ass alive. That motherfucker was snapping every goddamn episode he could have.
I miss Shane. I love Shane.
Aw, Shane was great.
Shane, I'm glad they put a bullet in his ass.
He's
pissing me off. I was like, ain't a nigga gonna sleep with somebody's wife and then act like he's a big bass man. I was like, I can't wait for Rick to put a bullet in his ass.
What was the question? I forgot what the question was already.
What do you guys think of Rick being more of a father than being the leader of this prison?
I don't think he's doing any goddamn, he's just on vacation. He checked the hell out. He looks like, he doing what Goku did in Dragon Ball Z. Just wandered off.
How the fuck do you connect this to Dragon Ball Z?
I know, I'm about to say, I like how he's relating things to Dragon Ball.
Everything in life is related to Dragon Ball Z.
No, only the Man of Steel was.
Oh yeah, which is a Batman version, yes.
I kind of like him better as being the father, whatever, being more of a father. I don't know, I like him as both roles, but there's so many characters now, whatever, I think he kind of needs to step back just so everybody can get their screen time now.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sam? But I do think he will step back in, though, as leader.
Honestly, I think it's great for the time being, because like you said, the volume of characters, everybody needs equal screen time. We need to evolve certain characters who are going to live, who are going to die, and things like that. So Rick taking a backseat, that's fine. But he is going to have to man up. Something bad is going to happen in that prison, and he's going to have to man up and be that leader. It's no longer a dictatorship anymore, right?
So he says.
Unless Carl gets a hold of it, it will be.
And like I said earlier, Carl is, it's like Walking Dead, Breaking Bad. When Carl put on that hat, he'll become Hiding Carl and telling his dad what to do again.
It is the
telling you. I'm telling you, once Daryl's die or whatever, Carl's gonna step up and be like, you know what? another one was, what do you guys think of Michonne as well?
Love Michonne.
She probably get replaced by that fine black chick.
No, she won't.
I think, they're trying to go more with the comic books on her now, whatever. Her little flirtations with Rick now are starting to kick in.
See? I'm the only one picked. I said, do you reckon there was a moment where they kind of had their little love?
Carl is more fond of her now, whatever, and Rick, she does a little things with Rick, so whatever. I was like, that kind of relates back to the comic book of her character now, because she was kind of a flirty bitch in the books.
See, she gave a blowjob out of nowhere to Tyrese in the comic book, and then once she did that, Tyrese's girlfriend saw it and got crazy.
Another question here is, what did you guys think of Macon being shown on the map when Michonne was looking
Sammy
at
brought
it.
This up, actually. She was the one who picked
from the video.
Loved it.
He was saying, do you guys think they will add aspects of the Walking Dead video game into it now?
Honestly, I don't think they're going to add too much into it. I think it's going to be more of a reference, and they're going to use it as a plot point to link all of the universes just slightly, just enough.
Yeah, I think they've cast Denzel Washington to play Lee, I think.
I think they got me to do that already.
Oh, there you go.
All of a sudden, they're going to go to Atlanta or something and like find Clementine. Is that what's going to happen?
I never liked Clementine. She was a pain in the ass.
What?
What the fuck?
What did you?
Oh, you guys are all insulted about that. Useless.
Clementine, she did nothing wrong. She was a sweet, innocent little girl. Trump.
She was a pretty little sweet girl, man. I felt sorry for her.
Damn.
Damn.
She did what you told. She did nothing at all.
Nothing.
She said
useless.
She shot that motherfucker at the end too.
Only if you depend on that ending.
Oh, okay.
She was 9, Wayne. A 9-year-old little girl in a zombie apocalypse who just saw her fucking parents as walkers. She was little. You protected her.
Whereas you had a stupid hat and a stupid bitch.
Oh my.
You did too when you were 9.
She got Lee killed. Lee got killed trying to save her, alright?
No. He got killed being a dumbass. He should have went to the trash. Why did you go to a trash can? Yeah, she's hiding in the trash can, Lee. Good move.
Yeah, she moved in with Oscar the Grouch, right?
I think Oscar the Grouch was the one that bit that motherfucker.
What happened to Lee was he was black.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That was it. He was just being black. There you go.
Got one more question for you guys now. Awesome. It's from my man Isaiah Mullins. He says, Bob pretty much is an interesting and dead character for this season. he says, question, bro. Do you think we might see the Hunters in this season? Also, any thoughts on how Rick and his crew might deal with this new threat? Finally, Rick and Michonne conversation was really interesting if you listen closely. Ah, see?
Yeah.
So, do you guys think the Hunters will be in this season? Also, do you think, how will Rick, crew deal with this, new threat? I don't think they will know how to deal with this new threat because they don't know what's happening yet, personally.
I think they'll run like a bunch of screaming bitches just get out of this fucking joint.
I love that teaser, dude, where it's just the jail cell and it just shows all the blood and it just leaves the trail into it. I was like, oh, that's fucking badass. I can't wait to see that part.
I mean, how are they gonna deal with it? I mean, I don't think even they know how they're gonna deal with this shit.
Yeah, it looks like Rick has an intuition because of the whole pig thing and the whole zombie eyes with the blood or whatever. It looks like he has, but he doesn't really necessarily know what's going on. He just sees that happening or whatever, so he doesn't know how to take it. But yeah, once again, once they find this kid that's been turned, into a zombie, they're probably just gonna be like, oh, did he get bit or something like that, or did he die or some shit? I don't know if they gonna know right away.
I have no idea. I have no idea what.
Oh yeah, they're still bringing the Hunters into the season. You know they are.
No, I don't know they are. I'm just.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
they are. Come on.
I don't think they are.
They might.
Really?
I don't think they are.
Oh,
I mean, probably at the second half of the season or whatever, because I know in the first half they probably want to deal with this, learning about this virus now, how it's mutating. Second half, I don't know what they might do, so they could bring them in, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what they're doing with the show? I mean, we all know the governor storyline isn't over yet. I mean, that's gonna, whether that'll be this season, next, who knows?
But the because Michonne's looking for his ass. Yeah.
She's gonna make him into chop suey before she gets done with it.
You think she should leave that alone?
I think she needs, I think her own vendetta might get her into trouble.
Yeah. I don't know, there's some shots of the trailer or whatever, her just like, looking like she was in danger or some shit like that, and it's just like, I don't know, I think she should leave that shit alone.
I think she's gonna keep going after him, and she's just gonna get into trouble, and she's gonna be by herself in the middle of fucking some zombie wasteland, and she'll be in deep shit.
What else she gonna do, though? I mean, really, like, she wasn't chasing him.
She could become a hairdresser with a sword, I don't know.
She
could do something.
she can build an Andrea doll, then, you know, just, she missed her that much or whatever, you know, there's another black, fine-ass black woman there, she could fuck her if she want, you know?
Yeah. They did have a moment when they were both killing zombies at the same time, they looked at each other, they were like, right on.
Did you not get it turned on when you saw that, CJ? Cause I know I did. I was like, oh. I was like, oh my god.
I wanted some double chocolate.
And the funny thing was, I would not fuck with either one of them black women.
Oh, God.
They're the most dangerous women in this whole damn show right now, is the two black women. I like Tyrese. He's just like, is there ever a day when you don't boss me? And she's just like, nigga, get your black ass in there. He's like, yes, okay. Ma'am. Okay.
Well, I guess that's it for this, people. The first episode of what was the name of it again, Sammy?
Oh, 30 days without accident.
That's
without
an
accident, right?
That's about right. Was it season 4 of The Walking Dead? Thank you, P1, for joining us late. I'm sad we couldn't do a full recap, but there's always next time, my friend. Always next time.
And plus, I have one more polling.
Oh, you do? Well, that helps.
Yes, to end the show with or whatever.
Ooh.
So I asked the spoiling bastards out there, all the people out there, all the lovely people to say, what did you think of Walking Dead season 4, episode 1? And I just put it into my own rating system. But I got 12 see it's, 2 rent it's, 0 stream it's, and 0 fuck it. So,
good. Apparently, that's the way it should be too.
So, sound about right to me. I would agree with this.
I thought it was a good start to the season. Good start.
Yeah. Nice little quiet thing. So.
That's the way it is. Well, I guess that's it, people, from it did turn out to be a movie spoiler / Dragon and the Wolf cross promotion kind of thing. So, are you still planning on streaming this on? Not streaming, but hosting on your movie spoilers as well.
Hell yeah! I just posted this whole goddamn thing up, dude. What do you think?
I was just thinking, I'm gonna have to send it to you and all that shit. So anyway, look,
I got a shitload more questions, but you know, I was like, you guys got to get out of here. So
I've got to get out of here. I mean, you guys can continue talking if you want, but I've got to go. I've got shit to do. I'm a very busy man. Very busy man.
You ain't got a goddamn thing to do. Man.
Yeah, I've got a very busy life to live in me.
I can still go over some questions. Me and Samantha, we got time, right, babe?
Oh, of course, we always have time for this shit.
Oh man, we got time, right, Wayne? Right, babe?
You always got time.
Oh, motherfucker, say, yeah, babe. Just say it back.
I don't say babe. You can fucking share.
Fucking Wayne, just go, oh, man, God damn it. Shit.
How many questions you got then? Can we get them done in the next 10 minutes?
Oh, hell no.
Jesus, how many questions you got?
I got a lot, dude. I got a lot. That's like that one where I was talking about Michonne. I just kind of branched that all up into one question, to be honest. That was like 3 separate questions.
How about we pick I'll go for at least another 10 minutes, but pick the best questions you got.
Oh, you know what? How about if we stop now and we cut it in half and make a question segment?
You can do that.
Or we can just come back next week, man.
All right.
Damn, man. Making things complicated.
It's complex. But anyway, people, thank you for listening to us talk all this shit about The Walking Dead. Hopefully you got something out of it. If you haven't even watched the show, well, what the fuck's wrong with you? You should be watching this shit.
Everybody watched the show last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they had like 10.9 million viewers.
Damn straight. Damn straight. People watch this shit. But anyway, I have been Wayne the Wolf, Sammy the Stormbird. Chicago John the Bear.
Hey.
And the phenomenal one. I can say my own damn name, Wayne.
Sure, you can say it. I was gonna let you.
I don't need you to say my damn name.
He won the phenomenal one, aka the Owl, everything.
It's the best in the world himself, the phenomenal one, movie spoilers, P1, TPO, you know who it is. I mean, come on now, you people love me. Mr. TV star, Mr. Commercial star, Mr. AKA Mr. Big Time. All the nicknames you want to give me. Go Mr. ahead or whatever.
Speedboat. That'd be the new one.
Mr. Speedboat. I probably blew the engine out of that goddamn thing.
Oh, well, shit. They can always, you can always get another boat.
Yeah, well, probably can, but it ain't mine. It's the chick, so. Hey, I provide the house. He provides the boat. There, that's how that works.
Oh, God, you hopeless. Anyway, people, thank you for listening, and next week, same thing, episode 2, season 4 of The Walking Dead.
Later, you bastards.